Hello and welcome to Why Running, a podcast where we share stories, tips, and advice to inspire and motivate you on your running journey. I'm Serena Mihaila, and I don't know about you, but I feel like my Instagram feed has become so much more enjoyable and positive lately thanks to all the marathon training content leading up to the Chicago Marathon, the Amsterdam Marathon, and now, of course, in November, New York. It's been absolutely incredible. And that's why I'm so glad that our guest today is also marathon training. She's a young mom and she only started running 2 years ago, and she's joining us from Hawaii. Please welcome to Why Running, Alexis Novoa.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Alexis. And thank you for waking up so early. I know it's 5 a.m. in Hawaii. It's not probably the most ideal hour for a podcast interview, but I really appreciate the effort. Thank you.
Of course, I'm excited. I'm used to waking up at this time, so no problem.
So let's go back to the beginning. I know you only started running in 2022. How did you get into it? And how was your relationship with sports and exercise before you got into running?
Yeah, so I never considered myself an athlete at all. I was like in orchestra in high school and mock trial and didn't really fall into fitness until I graduated college in 2017. And that's when I started Orange Theory Fitness. Do you have Orange Theory?
No.
Okay. So it's basically like high intensity interval training, and you go around these three. You've got running, rowing, and weights. And I started doing that right before I became pregnant with my first daughter, and I fell in love with it. And then when we moved back to Hawaii in 2021, the gym memberships out here are just so expensive. So I was what's a free activity that I can do that is going to give me those endorphins and give me that time to myself? Running. So it was October 1st, 2022. I said, I'm going to just try to run a mile a day and see how it goes. And prior to this, the only running that I've done was at Orange Theory. I was on track and field in elementary school. And I think I went to two practices and was like, nope, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. So I did 1 mile a day in October. And by mid-October, I fell in love with it. And I randomly signed up for a 10K. That was in March of the next year. And then after that 10K, I fell in love with it. So I signed up for a half marathon in May. And then it's just kind of rolled on from there. Now I've done two half marathons, two 10Ks, a 5K, and my first marathon will be next month, December 8th.
Oh my God, it sounds incredible. I mean, I don't know about you, but because I'm in marathon training as well, I have moments when I feel like I almost cannot believe that I'm marathon training. Like I'm thinking of the younger version of myself and I'm like, if you had told me this probably a few years ago, I would have laughed in your face. Like I wouldn't have ever believed that I'd be able to run a marathon because I wasn't even running a 10K. Do you have that? And do you feel like that sometimes as well? And how has this period felt since you signed up for your marathon?
Yeah, after every single run, probably. Anytime I finish a run, I stand there in just awe that I was able to move my body for that many miles, A, because I never considered myself an athlete or a runner. But B, just if you think about the mechanics of it, and like I always do the math in car distances. So I'll be like, okay, I ran 6 miles. 6 miles by car takes me from here to here. That's crazy. When I really start to think about how long the actual distances are, it is like a I'm so proud of myself moment, no matter if it's a mile or 15 miles. And since starting to train for a marathon, it is insane to think about 26.2 miles and moving your body that long. I know with the New York Marathon, I saw like 55,000 people finished or something like that. And that's just incredible that we have the ability to do this. So it's just something that has made me so much more thankful to live in the body that I do live in, and to be able to go out there and like get sun and turn my brain off and move. So nervous for the marathon. There's still part of me that's like, can I do it? But, you know I can. You've already run so many miles, you know you can do it.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. And it also makes you so much grateful of your body, and it makes you think that you fuel to run, and it kind of changes your whole perspective around nutrition and lifestyle and sleep, because you realize that you put in all these things and all these elements to actually perform better and get out and run more, and kind of maybe get a PB or run farther. And I think that that's really good. It just changes your perspective about your body and about about everything, really. And yeah, besides the fact that it's amazing for your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know personally with marathon training, it's become like another full-time job. Everything I do revolves around, okay, I've got 20 miles on Saturday, which means I need to go to bed at this time and fuel this way and prep this way and do all of these things. And they're all positive. I've noticed nothing but positive changes in my physical health and my mental health. And I'm so much more aware of what I'm putting into my body because I want to be able to sustainably run all of these miles. So it's been a positive experience. It's a lot. It is definitely a lot. But so far, I have enjoyed it.
Are you following a training plan at the minute, or are you just running kind of at your own pace?
Yeah, I have been using the Runna app for since July of this year. I went back and forth between a lot of different apps and like paper training plans and just kind of doing what felt good for my body. But I knew I was going to need something a lot more structured with marathon training. So I downloaded Runna in July and I started training for the December marathon in August. And it has been incredible. I don't know if you've used that app before, but if you haven't.
I haven't, but I know so many people who use it and so many people who say that it's amazing. So I feel like I need to try it as well.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. I think the founders are from London too, and it was someone that worked in tech, and then I think a sports nutritionist. They came together to build the app, and it uses AI, and it's pretty cool. I've gotten faster, which I did not expect using the app. I've been able to run longer distances, so I don't think I'm going to be switching anytime soon.
Yeah, I think for me it'd be good because I have days when I just go for easy runs and I skip those tempo runs or
Yeah.
intervals, and I think it would make me more organized probably and help me
Yeah.
kind of hit those runs that I don't normally do.
I was the same. Anytime I would see like speed work or an interval run, I'm like, I'll just skip that one. It'll be fine. It's not a problem. And if you're like operationally minded, it's nice to like check off the boxes and see that you're actually completing it and you can incorporate strength training. So I love it. Definitely check it out. Let me know if you do, because it's pretty awesome.
Obviously, you live in Hawaii, which for a lot of us is a dream destination. How is it to be a runner in Hawaii, and how have you found the climate there since you started running?
So I have never run in any other climate. I've done one run in Northern California in March when it was cold and crisp and it was wonderful and the air was nice and fresh. Out here, I feel like the best way to describe it is like running in a sauna is what it feels
Oh
like.
my
If you're
God.
running, that's probably most days it's like running in a sauna, because the humidity is just so intense. But I've never really experienced running through seasons, so it's all I really know. I think I've gotten acclimated to it, but I mean, I'm right by the ocean, so I do my long runs and then I'll like dip in the ocean after and then go get a coffee or go get a smoothie bowl or something. And it is nice that it's always warm and sunny. So I feel like I never really have an excuse to not run. I'm like, well, the weather is beautiful today. I might as well go on a run. But I have, like, nutrition wise, you need to make sure you are so incredibly hydrated because you will sweat like no other, making sure I'm properly like electrolytes and just food in general because it is so hot. But I mean, it's such a blessing. It's so beautiful. Every route that I run, I'm like, this is running through the forest, like running through the jungle. It's so green and so lush, and there's rainbows, and it's really the best.
Yeah, and being able to go for a swim afterwards, it sounds like a dream. But at the same time, I guess it's got its challenging parts as well when it's too hot and too humid, as you said, and when you feel like you would need a break, or maybe, just you would probably seek lower temperatures as well from time to time, I guess.
Those long runs, like I have 21 miles on Saturday. If I don't go at 5 a.m., I'm not gonna go. There's no other time to go during the day because it's just way too hot. And I've had those experiences where I'm not properly hydrated and I go on a run at 1 p.m., which is like peak heat, and I've had to stop because it's way too hot and I feel like I'm gonna pass out. So it's really like listening to your body, understanding the weather, and making sure the two work together. So it does require a little bit of planning ahead. You can't just, go out on a nice 50 degree crisp autumn run. It's gonna be 60% humidity and 85 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's about 50 degrees, I think, in Newcastle now, like around 12 Celsius degrees. So it's quite cold. Lower temperatures and maybe like enjoy a cozier vibe, especially during autumn. But yeah.
That would be lovely. That sounds nice.
What's the best thing about being a runner in Hawaii, though?
Oh my gosh. Probably going in the ocean after a run. I just think that's the coolest thing ever. Just being able to move your body for all of these miles and then go jump in some of the most beautiful ocean water in the world. I feel like it's a reset to my system. Getting all of the salt in the water feels like it's relaxing on my muscles. It's just beautiful. It's just such a privilege. But I also feel like the running routes out here are amazing. Like the marathon route is the route that I typically run on my long runs, and we have a, it's called Diamond Head. It's this massive mountain. It's a massive landmark, and we get to run over it during the marathon. And the ocean is on the side, and it's just seeing all of these incredible sights that people dream of. And it's like, oh, this is just my normal Tuesday afternoon run. It's such a privilege. And the running community out here, people are intense out here. People take running very seriously out here. But one of my friends, she had an all-women's run club, and I'm not really a run club person. I'm a little bit more, I like to run by myself with my earphones in, but I went to go support her a couple times. And the women out here that run are incredible, and hearing people's stories, and people come from all over the world, which is really cool. Like most people are not from Hawaii that are in these run clubs, and they're looking to make connections. So getting to meet new people too, it's a very different experience than what I think I would have if I was in my hometown in Northern California. So it's a blessing for sure.
It sounds amazing, and I know how beautiful it is from your Instagram post. It's just so, it's like a dream. It's like an absolute dream.
I bring my kids with me on
Yeah.
runs all the time, and I often like, do you guys realize what a privilege this is to just be sitting in the stroller, having your mom push you, and you've got Diamond Head over here, and you've got the ocean on this side, and it's like they don't even know they're just in this bubble. Like, this is such, people dream of this, girls. Embrace it, take it in.
Yeah, and I love the kits that you prepare for the kids, like the little, you've got their iPads or like some snacks for them with their strollers, and then before you head out for a run, you kind of film what you've got prepared for them. And in my head, I'm like, I would love to be like that when I become a mom.
I feel like it's really easy to make excuses for yourself as a mom. I'm so busy, I'm so tired, I've got so much on my plate, I don't have time to run. And that's definitely what I was doing. And I just noticed that I was not my best self. I was not showing up for work and for my husband and for my kids and for myself in the way that I knew I could. So it was probably like a month or so into my running journey that my daughter was 2 at the time. I said, you know what? Get in the stroller. You're coming with me. I don't know how this is going to go. I did not have a jogging stroller. I had no idea what I was doing, but we just did like a mile lap around our neighborhood and she loved it. We were playing games and you tell me when to stop, you tell me when to go. And I fell in love with running with my kids. I think it's such a good vision for them to see their mom putting in time to myself and making sure like I'm healthy and I can show up as the best version of myself for them. And they love it too. Now they're like, can we get out of the stroller and run with you? Because it's been 2 years now that I've been running with them. So that's a whole another beast, pushing children while running. But I love it. They love their little, they've got their snacks and they've got their tablets and they're just along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, and you're such a positive example for them as well.
Yeah, I've dreamt about like finishing a race with my daughters, and I think that's just the coolest thing. I did a 5K, pushing them back in August, and that was such a cool experience. It was my mom's birthday, and she passed away, so it was like a something we did in honor of her. But just getting to share that moment with them. My husband started running with us too. I never in a million years thought we would be the family that goes on Thursday afternoon runs together, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
How has running changed you as a mom, and what impact has it had for you on a personal level?
Feel like I've changed in so many ways. I think it's so easy as a mom to put everything else before yourself. And I fell in that habit. You take care of the kids, you take care of the house, you're working, you've got to work on your relationship with your partner, and then all of the other roles that you play as a daughter and a friend and showing up in all these ways. And I realized that my cup was really empty and I felt like I was constantly pouring into other people. And you can't pour from an empty cup. So I noticed before I started running, I was a lot snappier at my kids. My patience was a lot thinner. So when I decided to start running and just focus on myself, I realized, okay, I can't take care of anyone else unless I take care of myself. And that right now, for me at least, is going to look like going on these runs every day or every other day or however often I can fit it in my schedule. So my mental health has gotten so much better. I mean, it still ebbs and flows having two kids, and we don't have any family out here, so we're really doing it all on our own. My physical health, I feel like I'm able to keep up with them more. Six and four, they've got a lot of energy. They constantly want to go, and I feel like I'm able to run around with them more and just enjoy it more than I did before. And I do love the example that I'm setting for them of, you have to take care of yourself. It is so important to take care of yourself and pour into yourself. And in whatever way you can, like sometimes, my husband's out of town. This weekend, I had 10 miles. I had to do the 10 miles and they had to come along with me. Was it a lot slower? Yes. But, showing that we're not making excuses for ourselves, we're going to get it done because it's important to take care of yourself. So, I love who I am as a mom more now than 2 years ago. And I think a lot of that has to do with running, which is so crazy to say. If I told myself that 3 years ago, I would have laughed at myself for saying something like that.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same as well. And I feel like when you dedicate more time for yourself, and when you take care of yourself, when you put yourself first, as you said, I think you can be a better person for your loved ones. You can be better at work, and it has such a huge impact on the other areas of your life. It's insane.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's fun to have a hobby. And, I feel like I never had any hobbies before I started running.
Yeah.
So.
And it kind of becomes part of your whole personality. I feel like I talk about running all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Especially when you're doing it every day, and especially when you're training for something so intense as a marathon, it does. It's like, okay, you want to go out on Saturday, but I have my long run Saturday morning. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk by the time you want to go out. Or, I feel like everything I do revolves around, at least right now in this season of marathon training. Okay, but I have to get my run in at some point. So when is that going to be able to fit in?
Exactly. I know. I completely relate. I mean, even though you've been running for 2 years, I feel like every time I go on your page, I can find so much inspiration, and especially when it comes to running gear essentials. like, oh my God, where did you get that from? What would be your running gear essentials and the things that you would be able to run without?
Oh, that is a good question. I feel like a good sports bra as a woman is so important. And I've breastfed two children. So having a good supportive sports bra was like the one thing that I knew I needed to find. So the Lululemon high energy sports bra is like the only sports bra that I will wear when I run. I feel like it's supportive. It's longer, so it looks like a shirt. And out here, it's nice to just not wear as many layers. So that's probably number one that I have. Number two, I would say I do love my running vest. I never thought I'd be a running vest girl, and I bought one on Amazon just to try it out, just to see how it was. I see everyone with the running vest. I'm like, hey, I want to be a running vest girl too. I can't live without it on a long run now. Like, it's got all the pockets and I can put literally everything in there with me and not have to worry about, you know, okay, on my route, I need to find a water station at mile six because I'm going to be so dehydrated at this point. So especially out here, just having my electrolytes with me and my water with me and all of my goos in that vest, I tell everyone, you need a running vest. It's going to change your life. You might feel silly wearing it in the beginning, but it is going to change your life.
Have you got anything on your wish list at the minute? Like any trainers, any other accessories?
So I did just buy my marathon shoes. That was something that was on my wish list. I got the Brooks Glycerin 21s. I got some pink ones for the marathon. And then I really want the headphones that sit in front of you. What are they called? The ones that sit in front of your ears instead of go in your ears. Do you know what I'm talking about? The Shox. The Shox Minis. Have you seen those before?
I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. So I feel like running as a woman, it could be more dangerous. And I often wear my AirPods, but I put them in like transparency mode so I can hear what's around me. So the Shox earphones, they just sit on top of your ear, so you're more aware of your surroundings, but you can still have your music. So those are probably next on my running wish list. Yeah. And maybe an upgraded Garmin. I have the Forerunner 55, like the very basic model. I have fallen in love with it and I use it all the time. So I think maybe next year, as my gift to myself for completing a marathon, will be a new Garmin.
I would love to get a Garmin as well. I currently have an Apple Watch and it's okay, but I know a Garmin is a lot more accurate. And I think, I would just love to see how it feels because it's also a lot different. And I know the app is different, the metrics look different. So I'd love to see how it feels.
You should definitely put it on your wish list. The Forerunner 55, I feel like it's a really good starter watch because I really just use it to see how far I've run, track my speeds, and then it can tell you like your body health and how productive your run was and all that kind of stuff. But it was a game changer for me. I didn't have any sort of watch when I first started running. I would just have to like pull out my phone and see what distance I was. And that was not convenient at all. Definitely some sort of watch is super helpful when you're running.
What type of snacks do you take with you when you go on long runs? Are you into gels? Are you into like energy bars? I recently tried some new energy bars that are really good because I feel like my stomach is not getting on well with gels. So I prefer bars or like something, maybe like a piece of fruit or something, but not energy gels. Yeah. How about you?
You're going to have to tell me which bars you found because I'm the same way with the gels or the goos. And for the longest time, it wasn't until my long run on Sunday, whatever day it was, that I found a goo that did not upset my stomach. And it was the salted caramel ones. That is the only one that I have found that has not made my stomach go crazy. So normally I will use the Scratch Labs. They have like gummies, like fruit gummies that I'll use. I like those. They have a little bit of caffeine in them too, which I feel like helps a lot out here. Other than that, I'll use candy, like Nerds clusters or any sort of sour candy. I will pause, snack on a couple of those, and then keep going because I know it doesn't upset my stomach. And I feel like a lot of the running fuel has upset my stomach in the past. So that's probably my go-to, dried mango. I love bringing dried mango on my runs with me. Only thing about that is it's very hard to chew, so I have to like actually stop to eat it. It's not something I can run and eat. So probably the Scratch Labs, gummies, candy, and then like some sort of dried fruit.
Yeah, I think gummies work well. For me, they are a lot better than gels. I feel like gels are really, really bad. They make me so bloated and they just ruin my runs. And I'm like, no, just have to try different things.
Yeah, because it's such like a instant burst of caffeine and calories, and they seem so good in theory, but it is, if you don't, the texture, if you don't like the texture, or if it upsets your stomach in any way, you have one bad experience with a gel or with a goo, and it's like you're off of them forever. So I hadn't had any in maybe almost a year until I found that salted caramel one on my last run. Like, this one might work, but it is very sweet. So that's another thing. It's like the sweetness. Can you handle the sweetness on the run? The other thing that I really like out here, they're from Salt Stick. They're the electrolyte tabs. They're like little white tabs. The green apple flavor is really good, and they just kind of melt in your mouth. So I'll bring, 20 of them with me on a long run and take them like every 30 minutes. So I'm constantly getting those electrolytes because I can't drink electrolytes while I'm running. That hurts my stomach too. But it's a good way to, replenish those while you're running.
You mentioned swimming earlier. What other forms of cross training are you doing, and how do they help you with your running?
I'm very bad at cross training. So swimming is one, but the Runna app, they do have like runner strength. So I'll do the strength training twice a week. It's like 30 minutes of strength training. It's normally really light weights or body weight. And then we walk. I'll walk with my kids, go on afternoon walks. But that's really it. Probably the swimming in the ocean on the weekends, the strength training, couple days a week, and then walking. I don't know about you, but after running so much, I'm so tired.
I'm the
I know
same,
strength training is so important.
100%.
Yeah, but I'm like, I just ran 8 miles and now you want me to go lift weights? Like, there's nothing left in me.
I know, and you've got people who say, oh, you need to go and do strength training like 3 times a week. And I'm like, well, I don't have time for that because I have work and I also have like 5 runs planned for this week. And then you realize that, especially now in the winter season here in the UK, the days are super short. So
Yeah.
it's a lot harder to go for runs when it's dark. And then it's also not super motivating to go to the gym in the evening because it's super dark by 5. So you're like, oh, yeah,
Just
it
skip
can be a struggle.
it. It
Yeah.
is a struggle. I want to sign up again for Orange Theory eventually because I do feel like that was a really good way to get in different types of cross training while still including some runs. So I'll probably look into that again after the marathon and split runs, do like 2 days of Orange Theory, 3 days of running or something like that. Because I do miss the strength training. I do think it is so valuable and just building the strength in your hips and in your legs and even in your shoulders. But man, it is hard to get in when you're already running 5 days a
I
week.
know, tell me about it. I love doing yoga and spin sometimes. Those are things that I can do easily. And when I have a class, I know that it feels, at least in my head, a lot easier to go for a class because it's a scheduled class. I can go to a studio, and I know it's 45 minutes, and I know there's going to be an instructor there. If I have to book it as well, it's also like more, yeah, it kind of makes me more accountable. So I do like a class sometimes, but again, it's so hard to find a time.
Yeah, it is. And you can just shut your mind off. That's the best part about going to a class, in my opinion, is just I just show up, you tell me what to do, I do it, and then I leave instead of having to like, okay, what's my plan gonna be? And having other people around too, I think that helps in motivation and just getting it done. When I'm by myself, I'm like, I guess I could just do 5 reps instead of 10 because there's no one here yelling at me to do more.
Absolutely. My final question to you is, why do you run and what do you love about running?
I run as a form of self-love. I think when I run, it is pouring back into myself and showing myself that I care enough to take care of myself. I value my body. I value my mobility. I'm grateful to be in a body that allows me to run. And being an example to my kids is another huge motivator. Anytime they see me get ready for a run, go, mommy, you can do it. You're going to do amazing. And even on the days where I'm like, I don't want to do this, just seeing them like hype me up and know that doing this in front of them is going to impact them in hopefully a positive way, is really motivating for me. And what do I love about running? I love being able to just turn my brain off. I feel like, especially with all the social media that we have now, I'm constantly consuming. My brain is constantly going, constantly juggling work schedules and kids' schedules and my personal schedule and posting schedules and all of these things. So that 45 minutes or 3 hours that I get to just shut down is like the best part of my day. And it really lets my mind relax. I feel like my sleep is better because of it. My energy is better because of it. My mood is better. So overall, it feels like a very holistic picture. I run because I love myself and because I want to take care of myself and I want to live a long, healthy life. And I never thought I would say anything even close to that about running, but it's really been so transformative for me.
Oh, I love that. And I completely agree with what you said. And I think with so much content on social media and in the news, it can be overwhelming and everything feels very overstimulating. And you've got this window during the day when you can get out and just clear your head, get back into your body, de-stress, and you feel so good. And you get so much mental clarity. And it's incredible, like after just a few minutes, even if you're going for a 5K, you feel incredible at the end. And I love that too.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of mind-blowing how much of a difference it does make. Everyone says like, "Oh, fresh air and exercise is good for you." And you're like, "Yeah, sure." And then you actually go do it. Even on the days you don't want to run, just giving it 10 minutes and then you kind of hit that. Okay, and this is actually okay. This is not awful like I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's just those first, I think, 1 or 2 miles that are that suck or are a bit hard and are not great. But then, like, by the time you get to 3, 4 miles, you're like, oh, I'm starting to love this. And then you find a playlist or a nice podcast and you realize, oh, this is actually really good. And yeah, that's how it works for me at least.
Yeah, me too. Those are the best when you kind of struggle to get into it and then you finish and you're like, where did the time even go? Like, I was so just in the zone and now I have 8 miles under my belt today. Like, that's wonderful.
I know. Alexis, thank you so much for coming on the show. I've totally enjoyed our conversation. And I'm so glad that we had the chance to talk about different topics. So thank you.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. I loved it. Love talking about running.
Thank you. We've got a quick fire round of questions if you're up for it.
Sure.
What's your favorite season for running?
Since we don't really have seasons out here, I do love running in the summer, which probably sounds crazy, but I feel like it's the least humid time of the year out here. So it's a little bit more dry than in the fall and winter. So probably summer.
What's your favorite place to run? I know you said that you've mainly run in Hawaii, but have you got a favorite place in Hawaii?
There is a trail. It's called, oh gosh, what's it called? It's basically this marshy trail. It's in the areas called Kailua. And it's in a neighborhood, it's in a park, but all you see are the mountain ranges around you and the marshy lands on the sides. And it's a short stretch, it's just 1.5 miles, so a 5K there and back. But it feels like running through Jurassic Park or something like that. It's incredible. You can't hear cars, you can't see a ton of buildings. So that's probably my favorite running route.
What's your favorite post-run snack or meal?
Ooh. Favorite post-run. I love spaghetti. I feel like getting all of those carbs in, or any sort of pasta after running,
Same.
probably my favorite.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite song to listen to on a run?
I love Chappell Roan. She's currently my favorite to listen to on any run that I do. Pink Pony Club, me and my daughters will blast that while we're running together. I feel like it just hypes me up to know, like, just absolute max. But if I'm running by myself, Fisher, like EDM house style music, any Fisher song. I'm really into the song called Atmosphere right now. I feel like that just puts me at an ultimate runner's high.
Yeah. Do you also run listening to podcasts or do you prefer music?
Long runs, I'll listen to podcasts. And I am a true crime girl. I love listening to true crime podcasts while I'm running, which is probably so silly, especially when it's dark outside and I'm listening to true crime. But I love My Favorite Murder is one that I like. Wine and Crime is another one that I like. Morbid podcast. I love true crime.
Thank you so much, Alexis, for your time again. I absolutely loved chatting with you today, and I hope we can catch up again soon.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Why Running. If you love this episode, then please leave me a review and share this podcast on your social media. And if you'd like to hear more from me, then make sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I'll see you next time.